Welcome to the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast, the place where teachers from around the world meet to share innovative ideas about music education. Listen and learn as we help you motivate your students, grow your income, expand your studio, and become a more creative piano teacher.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast. You're tuned into episode number 116, the last episode for 2017. And if you're one of my Inner Circle Piano Teaching community members, a very special welcome to you. My name is Tim Topham, your host for the show. And if this is your first time here, thank you so much for tuning in. The Creative Piano Teaching Podcast is the place where you can get weekly inspiration, ideas, business, and teaching strategies to help support your teaching and grow your studio. Today's show notes and full transcript are available as usual from timtopham.com/episode116. Now, this is a very extra special episode because I'm actually broadcasting to Facebook Live right up here. So for those of you on the live video, I'd love to get your feedback on a few little projects that I'm going to be talking about a little bit later. So today, we'll be talking about some of my plans for next year. And of course, if you're listening to this after the Facebook Live has finished, then of course, you can listen to this in my app and you can also watch the video on my app. And to find the app, either on Google or on the Apple Store, you can head to the App Store and just search for Tim Topham. So first question is, how did you go in the piano pivot last week? We had 845 people signed up and making some amazing progress in their studios, and hopefully some people who are listening will have been participating in that. It was a pretty amazing experience, and Nicola and I, obviously we enjoyed it immensely. It was a fair bit of work to put together, but when we could see the impact that it was having on so many of you, and in often quite simple ways, just getting you to think through and make some time to think about things that you perhaps don't very often give yourself time to consider, and then how that will affect your teaching next year, it's had an amazing impact. So we're really, really thankful for all that joined. I thought I'd read out just a couple of people's comments that we received. From Sarah, she said, "This week has been awesome and I've loved the specific goals and homework each day. I'll be posting soon with my takeaways. Thank you so, so much." And from Kathy, she said, "I'm loving the piano pivot sessions, only they seem to go so quickly. The workbook has been a brilliant idea and everyone's contributions opens out many, many areas to consider." And of course, that's a great thing about doing a global community-wide challenge, in that you can get feedback on your ideas as soon as you've got them. So we had people filling out a workbook as they were doing these challenges and actually uploading pictures, taking snapshots of their workbook, uploading and getting feedback for it. It was just all around fantastic. Amy Wright said, "Another fabulous piano pivot session tonight" on Twitter. Sorry, this is a Twitter message. She said, "I honestly think this is the best CPD, that's continuous professional development, project I've ever been involved in. And the best of all, it's free and I can do it in my pajamas. Thank you so much, Tim and Nicola. I've never felt as inspired as I do right now." Love that feedback. So great. And also from Valerie, last bit of feedback. She said, "I'm not really an active social media person, but I just wanted to say, as I go through this piano pivot very slowly, that I'm really thinking about things for the first time in 20 plus years. How much of my time and money am I spending without really thinking why? What is really the value to me and what can I get rid of? Having a concise lesson plan that works for every student, technique, repertoire, creative, that was a great idea. It's really helping me. Thank you so much." So to everyone who joined us on the piano pivot, thank you very much. I hope you got a lot out of it and we'll be making sure we follow up with you in the new year to see how you've gone with actually holding on to those goals and achieving them and hopefully blowing them out of the water. Now, if you're watching live on Facebook, I can see there's about 7-9 people now. Let me know if you like my hat. I'm wearing one of those Santa hats, which I always like doing at this time of the year for special occasions. Do say hi. Thank you, Catherine. Catherine's approved of the Santa hat. That's great. All right. Now, if you missed this piano pivot that we've just had, you can register for the waitlist for our next time we run it in 2018. Just go to pianopivot.com and you'll see the buttons I've changed into waitlist buttons there. So that's a great way to actually get organized. I'm not sure when we'll actually be doing it, but if you are interested in joining us live for that, you can do that there. Inner Circle members can grab the workbook and watch the videos at any time. And if you're interested in that and not a member of the community, you can head to timtopham.com/community. Okay, so today's live podcast recording is in three parts. In the first part, I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit of my own business because one of the biggest impacts of the Piano Pivot was day five when we talked about business with everyone. And so I want to pull back the curtain a little bit on what I do and how I manage to do as many things as I'm able to do. And there's some strategies and some tactics I want to share with everyone. So that's part one. Part two is a little bit of a wrap up of the year, some of the things that went on, some of the great projects that were launched and courses that we ran, and then some preview, a preview of some of the exciting plans that we've got ahead for 2018. So let's get into it. Firstly, thank you so much for listening all year. Even if this is your first episode, thank you very much for getting involved and finding out a little bit about what I've been doing. This is episode 106, so I've been going for almost 2 years now. And I have to say that the messages that I receive about this podcast and its impact on people makes it all worthwhile. Obviously, it takes me a lot of time to put episodes together, plan interviews, or solo shows like this one. But it is 100% worthwhile when I hear how much of an impact that it has. And everyone likes different episodes and different ways I do various things. Some episodes I don't really care for, and some are incredibly meaningful. So I'm really glad that I've been able to create a really broad base of interest for people too. Now, lots of people ask me, how do I do it all? Blogs, podcasts, speaking, traveling, my membership site, creating courses, running webinars. You know, how do I actually do all of that? Well, there's only one way, and that's with an amazing team of people behind me, which I've built up over the last 3 or 4 years. So today, I want to introduce you to that team and who does what to give you an idea of what it takes to put together both these shows and to also create the content for the blog and all my resources for piano teachers. As I mentioned on day five of the Piano Pivot, we were talking about automating and outsourcing. And we went through all the tasks that you do, the ones that you love and the ones that you hate. So have a think now, if you're listening to this and you weren't involved in the Piano Pivot, what are some of those activities that you really love doing as part of your teaching and you're running your studio business? And what are some of those ones that you really hate? Because there are some things that we can do to help you with those ones that you don't like doing. So here are some of the examples that we got on the Piano Pivot. Filing, billing, scheduling, calling back parents, following up new leads, cleaning, marketing, websites, you name it. What are some of the other ones? If you're watching on the Facebook Live, let me know. What are some of the other jobs that you really do not like doing as a piano teacher? And we'll add them to that list. So for those jobs that you really don't like, I want you to ask yourself, could you automate those jobs with software or one of those jobs to get it off your list? Or could you outsource it by paying someone else to do it? And it was fascinating seeing the results of what people said that they were going to outsource and pay someone else to do when we were doing the Piano Pivot Live. And one of the really popular ones was cleaning. And this is particularly important if you've got a big studio or a group studio or multiple rooms. That is a time, well, if you're using that time productively and listening to a podcast like this, then maybe that's valuable. But otherwise, there's one job which could save you a number of hours that you could be doing much more productive things with. So remember that your time is the most precious commodity that you have. And there is always a cost versus benefit of time spent doing something. I've learned personally this year that the bigger that my business grows, the more tasks I need to hand to other people so that I can work on the things that I'm best at. I shouldn't be worrying about the code on my website. I shouldn't be creating pretty images. I shouldn't be wasting time on graphic design and logos. Not only are they not my areas of specialty, they're also massive time saps. They just suck the time out of your life very, very quickly. So I want you to ask yourself, what should you be doing as part of running your studio? What tasks should you do that will have the biggest impact on what you're doing? What software could you get to automate a few of the other tasks? And what could you hire other people to do? And think about, you know, what do you enjoy doing the most? For most of us, hopefully, fingers crossed, teaching is the thing that we all love doing the most. However, some of those other activities, like I mentioned before, are things that potentially you don't have to do. And I know it's really hard when you're perhaps not bringing in all that much income to start giving money to other people to do things for you, but you've got to look at that trade-off in time and the ways that you could spend your own time and whether that could be more productive. Remember too that the world now is a very much smaller space because of the globalization of the internet. So there are people all over the world for whom $6 to $15 an hour is an excellent wage. Could you tap into these people and not only free up your own time, but help someone else support their families in another country? If you're interested in how I use virtual assistants, so what we call people who are working for your business virtually from another part of the world, virtual assistants, I have a video walking you through this process in my members' resource library because it's really easy to hire the wrong people and waste a lot of money. So there are some tricks and strategies, and I've got a video all about it. So let me introduce you to my team who you perhaps haven't met before. My podcast team, without whom you wouldn't be listening to this or watching it right now. Nicola Canton first. She joined me on the Piano Pivot. She's been an instrumental member of my team for, well, must be coming up to close to 2 years now. She is my podcast producer and the manager of my community. So she's a person who helps me with the inner circle and the forums and also helps me put together all of these episodes, does all the background work. So I have the pleasure of interviewing people, which I love doing, putting the recordings together and letting her coordinate the rest of it. So thank you very much, Nicola, for all that you do. Balaj is my video editor. He's over in, I'm going to get this wrong, Eastern Europe. I think it's Serbia. So he edits and uploads all my podcasts and does all the video work. So if you've ever seen any flashy videos on my website where I'm sort of playing the piano and there's another image in the other corner and another angle there, he's the man that does all that for me. So thank you very much, Balaj, who I know will be listening to this and editing it. To Ruby, who does all my opt-ins and the transcripts, organizes all of those things and a whole lot of other jobs in my business. Ruby, thank you very much. Ruby's in the Philippines. And Leslie, who is also in the Philippines, who does all my social media imagery, particularly if you watch my Instagram, she's a superstar at that, and my Pinterest, and also just generally images for blog posts and that sort of stuff. So while we're talking about my team, let me introduce you to a few of the other ones as well. My content manager for the blog, who I hired this year, is an ex-student of mine who you may have met if you've been reading my posts. His name is Sean, absolute superstar, helping me keep track of the blog while I continue to grow and do other things. Fraser is on my content team. He is a budding composer and another ex-student, but only for a short time, actually. Fraser was with me. He's been doing a heap of content uploading work. My bookkeeper is Kavita. She obviously looks after all the books, which is great. Meenakshi is my SEO guru and her team. So it just goes to show how many people it takes to put together a blog like this. I do have a number of people on my development team. So Mauro in Italy is my development project manager, and he is supported by Sara and also Harjinder, who are both been developers on my site for some time now. And finally, Julia, my graphic designer, who if you've ever downloaded something and gone, wow, that looks really good, then chances are that's Julia. She's also the one that came up with the templates for all my imagery on the website, the fonts I use, the colors I use. So she's an absolute superstar. Now, all of these people are all contractors, and they're all pretty much everywhere in the world. Sean and Fraser are the only two that are local here to me in Melbourne. In fact, Sean's not even in Melbourne anymore. He's recently moved away. So it's really a very global team, but it's what you can do now and what you as piano teachers can do yourselves. If you have some of those, you know, filing jobs, anything that's repetitive that could be repeated by someone else with relatively simple ease and done online remotely, you could hire someone else to do that for you. And that's what I'm really encouraging you to think about doing. We shouldn't be sitting there doing filing for hours and hours a day when we could be using that to do more, you know, much better things like planning a little marketing strategy or getting some flyers out or trying out a Facebook ad or whatever it is that's going to have that biggest impact. Hello to Rebecca as well. I can see who's on there. Catherine wondered how you two met up. Which two are you talking about, Catherine? Let me know there. Now, of course, that team that I've just mentioned to you doesn't include contractors like Chris, who created my new app recently, and Andrea, who I recently found to do Facebook advertising, because that was, again, something I was wasting far too much of my time on and I am not a specialist in. So I found someone amazing to do that. So thank you to Andrea. And there's obviously all those people who have written articles and created courses for the Inner Circle. So thank you to all those people. If you have contributed an article and or helped with a course or a video or anything like that, if you're listening to this, thank you, thank you, thank you. It makes such a difference when we all come together to produce amazing content for teachers. Now, there's also a huge list of software that I use to run things and automate things. And if you're considering whether you could get someone else to do some of your work for you, do think about whether software could be used in that way to help automate something. Of course, there's studio management software, but there's also separate billing softwares. There's just ways that you can, organize tasks with software. So yeah, do keep your eyes out for that. I do have a free webinar on productivity that includes some of these apps, and you can get to that just at the top of my main webpage. There's a webinar button. Okay, I'm going to take this Christmas hat off because I'm going to start sweating profusely. It's very hot here at the moment. All right, review of 2017. Let's just talk about some of the great things that have happened. Firstly, release of my app. Really, really exciting news. If you haven't downloaded that, then please do. You can listen to this podcast through that app and also access all my videos and my blog posts and pages and search them and all that kind of stuff. So you don't need multiple apps anymore, which is so, so cool. And some people come up to me at conferences and ask, show me how to get your podcast on my phone. And they hand me an Android phone, and I don't use Android. I have no idea how to work them. So now I just say, hey, download my app, okay? So make sure you grab that. Just search for Tim Topham in the App Store. I'm very, very pleased that we've been able to get that out, and the feedback so far has been really, really positive. You can accept notifications if you wish, and yeah, it's all in one spot, which is what I think really helps. Just getting back to Catherine's question, so how did Nicola and I meet? So Nicola is my podcast producer. How did we meet? Nicola, who will be listening to this, is going to just cringe with the thought that I can't remember off the top of my head. I think we met online doing things and saw what each other was doing online and just made a connection that way, I think. But look, I'll have to check that one up. Okay, what else happened in 2017? Well, I spoke at a number of different conferences, the APPC, which is the Australian conference, the NCKP in Chicago, Music EdNet. I was doing a number of keynotes about music entrepreneurship at those events over the last 2 years, in fact, and at the 88 Creative Keys workshops. Now, if you haven't been to any of those events, then please check them out. They are fantastic. I really only like giving my time to organizations that do amazing things, and I think are really, really supportive of teachers. So they are a few things that you could definitely check out. And I'll talk in a moment about where I'm going to be next year. Re the webinars. I mentioned that there's now at the top of my page a webinar button. So if you want to go back over any of the webinars that I've run, they're now on automatic. So you can automatically watch one of the replays through there. So do check those out. We've got the ones on teaching online and group teaching and oral and productivity and marketing, all those ones. So grab them if you're interested. We've moved to two blog articles per week this year. So that was a little bit of a change, and we've been very consistent about that. And the other thing that we've done is made really great use of themes. So I've asked people before about themes, and I would love to know if you're watching this on the Facebook Live now, if you've got any ideas for themes you would like us to cover, then let us know, because I'm actually planning to move away from themes next year and do some more specific content, longer form, some case studies and things like that, but not necessarily around themes. But one thing I have done while I'm waiting for any of those suggestions to come through, what I have done is create a short link to where you can find out all the themes and get links to them all, the ones that we've done over the last 2 years. And that's at timtopham.com/themes. Really easy, right? And we have covered pretty much everything that I've wanted to cover. So we covered summer camp planning, group piano teaching over 2 different months, growing your piano teaching business, music learning theory, online piano teaching, special needs piano teaching, early childhood music, creative piano teaching, teaching beginner piano, planning curricula, exploring piano exams, recitals, pop music, more business. I'm just going through the list here. Technology, composition, teaching piano by ear, and being a new piano teacher. That was our most recent theme. So if any of those are of interest to you, you can head to the website, timtopham.com/themes. We haven't got a direct link for that on the app yet, but you can easily access that through the website. And I hope you make use of that. The amount of information we've got under each of those theme topics is pretty huge. We've got all the blog posts and podcasts related to those topics in the one place for you, which I think is great. We also released a number of new courses for our members. We launched the Online Studio Launchpad, which is all about how to build and update your studio website, step-by-step plans. We had a full course on group piano teaching because that's become so popular recently. Studio marketing. The two probably most popular courses that I released, my Notebook Beginners course and Four Chord Composing courses, both have been incredibly popular, which is great. We released a course called Amplify Your Oral, which is all about using oral training, making it fun, engaging, using solfa and those sorts of things. And also the Beginner Teacher Blueprint, which we just released this month, and we'll be doing a webinar on at the start of next year. That is the step-by-step definitive guide for new piano teachers. That is amazing. I'm so impressed by what we've managed to put together there. The podcast has actually reached 180,000 downloads as of today, and each episode's getting about 1,000 listens, which is really cool. I keep very close eyes on my statistics as much as I can to see how things are growing. So give us a thumbs up if that's an impressive number. I was really happy with it anyway. I really wanted to hit 200,000 downloads. Haven't quite got there, but we'll see. Maybe we can do a quick rush on it before the end of this year. If you're interested to know the most popular episodes from this year, here they are, the top four. Episode number 77 was How to Teach Lead Sheets and Chord Charts with Susan Dees. That was a great episode. If that's of interest to you, timtopham.com/episode77. Episode 89 was Carol Matz on teaching piano teaching and arranging. That was a great episode. Very much enjoyed interviewing Carol, and having her as one of our experts in the community too has been great fun. Episode 93 was called How to Nurture and Retain Piano Students on Autopilot with Chantelle Duffield. And one of the things that she talked about was the importance of setting up some good systems whereby you can automate the process of new students coming into your studio through email systems and email automation. And so that's actually something that I'm going to be talking about next year and producing some training on for teachers so that you can actually work out and find out how to set that up for yourself. And finally, episode 81 was the fourth most popular this year. That was Three Steps to the Effective Teaching of Any Piano Piece. And it came with a download called My Three Keys. It was all about, that wasn't My Three Keys one. That was all about using the concepts of simultaneous learning in order to prepare for the teaching of any piece of music. So do check out that episode. The Creative Piano Teaching Podcast is proudly supported by The Inner Circle, the world's leading professional development and training community for piano teachers. Inner Circle members get access to an extensive library of courses, teaching videos, lesson plans and downloads that cover everything you need to know, not only to teach piano creatively and inspire students of all ages and abilities, but also to support you in building and growing your own studio. On top of that, you get access to our monthly online masterminds, exclusive member discounts on products, services, software, and sheet music, plus our active community forums, where you not only get advice and input from me, but also from hundreds of fellow piano teachers and my handpicked team of experts from around the world. If you're serious about expanding your teaching repertoire, learning the best strategies to motivate and inspire students while growing a thriving studio, the Inner Circle is the place to be. Find out more at timtopham.com/community and use the code PianoPodcast to take $100 off an annual subscription, locked in for the life of your membership. Now, biggest change for next year for the podcast is I'm going to be moving to seasons. So think about, Breaking Bad or Game of Thrones. They're all in seasons. That's what I'm going to do next year. So I've got five topic ideas, and I'd love to know which ones you're most interested in. Even if you're watching the replay of this Facebook Live, let me know which is the ones that sound the best, because I can't do all five. I'm only going to be able to do three, probably three seasons next year. Here they are. Let me know which ones you like. Motivation and practice. So how to motivate students, the impact of parents, psychology of teaching and learning, all of that kind of stuff. That's one option, motivation and practice. Option two, business boost. So managing teams, hiring staff, leasing space, software, blogging for teachers, developing online materials. That's number two. That's called business boost. Let me know if you like that one. Option number three, teaching outside the box. So jazz, looking at jazz and improv, teaching preschoolers, pop songs, teaching off the bench, using games in your studio. That's teaching outside the box. If that's one that you would like me to cover, let me know in the comments. Productivity and flow is my fourth topic option. Productivity and flow. So that's all about being effective, setting and achieving goals, time management, outsourcing, controlling your inbox, things like that, productivity and flow. And finally, one that I've called topic five, the working pianist, which is more about accompanying, running worship music, notation software, arranging, things like that. So ways that you can work as a pianist that's not as a teacher, in effect. So they're my five options. I really have to choose three. Maybe I could do four seasons. Which ones are the best out of those ones? I would love to know. If you are listening to this podcast, it's obviously going to be very hard for me to hear you. But if you find the Facebook Live video, let me know. Number one was motivation. Number two was business boost. Three was teaching outside the box. Four was productivity and flow. And five was the working pianist. So we've got Rebecca says 1, 3, and 5. Very cool. Thank you. And Juanita says 2 and 4. So that's all five of them now covered. Though I probably need a 4 too. Okay. Keep those comments coming through, guys. I would love to hear what you think. Okay, now in 2018, we've also got a number of courses and webinars planned. So I want to mention a couple of these now. I've already told you about the Business Beginner Teacher Blueprint course and webinar that we'll be running. So that's going to be great for any of you that knows new teachers. That will be brilliant for them. I'm going to do a webinar early in the year on mashing up music, which is, you know, getting off the page with any piece of music, some simple tactics for how you can do that. It's formed an important part of the books that I've created for the AMEB over here. The new Piano for Leisure Series 4 has a lot of creative ideas for getting off the page. So I want to bring that together into a webinar and actually share that idea with everyone, because there are some simple things you can do with any piece of music to make it really, really fun and just go a little bit deeper for students. I'm going to do a course and a webinar on GarageBand, using GarageBand in your studio. It's one of the best free apps that you can find. And if you've got summer camps or if you've got groups, even in lessons, if you've got hour-long lessons, particularly with teenagers and adults, they love this. And if you combine it with four-chord composing, it's an absolute winner. So that's another one we've got coming up. Building a music academy. I'm going to have a special guest coming in to help us with that. So that's going to be literally how you can go for running one studio with one teacher to many studios with many teachers. We're going to be releasing Notebook Beginners for preschool, so for under six-year-olds, and this has been something that people have been wanting for a long time, so that's coming up as well. What else have we got? A lead sheets course. I'm going to be putting together something on lead sheets because that's been very popular. And a couple that you might not relate to my work as much, one of them is teaching technique, and I might be calling it something like teaching technique in the real world or making technique fun, something like that. That will be a webinar later in the year, next year, on the technique topic. And also tech, on tech for piano teachers too. So there's just a little sneak peek of some of the things that we've got planning, and people who are watching me on the live can see I'm looking at my course planner on the wall over there, because I've literally just this week put all those together. Good to see lots of people watching and saying hello. Thank you very much for being live on the Facebook video if you're there. Okay, now let me tell you about next year's speaking. So I'm very fortunate to have been invited to speak at the Music Expo in London. So for those of you in London or Europe, that's about as close as I'm going to be getting to anywhere in Europe next year. So that's 23rd of February. I'll be speaking for 45 minutes. My topic over there is four chord pop composing, a creative music lesson for millennials. I really am looking forward to this one. I've never spoken at this event before, and we'll also do a meetup in London before that. So as long as you're on my email list, you'll find out about that. And I'll also be visiting the piano teachers course, thanks very kindly to Lucinda Mackworth-Young, during the weekend prior. So that's the 17th and 18th of February. If you happen to be involved in the piano teachers course in the UK, let me know, because that will be a great little chance to catch up. I'm trying to keep up with comments here too. Can we do a notebook beginners for teens? That's a great one, Rebecca. And I have thought about that one before, and there's definitely a need for it. So let me think on that one. But thank you very much for sharing. That's a great idea. Okay, now other workshops I'm doing. The AMEB have invited me to give workshops in pretty much each state of Australia next year. So Sydney, Tasmania, Adelaide, Victoria, Townsville, Brisbane, and the Sunshine Coast, and Perth will all get to share some Piano for Leisure time with them. If you're interested in what dates they are, when they're happening, speak to your AMEB local office for details on that. Okay, then in March 16 to 21, I'm heading to the MTNA Florida. It's actually the first time I'm speaking at MTNA. I've been a couple of times. Be great to be speaking. I'm talking there about my Tetris versus Pac-Man topic, which I've done before here in Australia. Is sight reading in the dots or the blocks is the title of that workshop. That's going to be great fun. I'm really looking forward to getting to Orlando and maybe a couple of theme parks while I'm there. I don't think I could not go to some theme parks while I'm over there. And then in April, heading over to Perth for the West Australian Piano Pedagogy Convention. That happens once every 2 years. So if you're ever in Perth, Western Australia, 6 to 8 April, make sure you come along to that. I'll be doing a workshop on Piano for Leisure at that event and also giving a couple of keynotes, topics of which are still to be confirmed. And the last big trip for the first half of next year is to the MTAC. I've been asked to be a featured speaker there from the 29th of June to the 3rd of July. I'm really happy to have been asked to head over there because I've heard lots of great things about MTAC, but I've never been before. So let me tell you about what sessions I'm going to be doing, because there's a couple of very cool things that they've asked me to do over there. Anne has asked, where can we order your new Piano for Leisure books? And just head to timtopham.com/PFL4. And if you get there in the next 5 days or so, you'll actually be able to get a discount, 20% discount, free shipping. So make sure you grab those books. If you're in Australia, by the way. Unfortunately, shipping to anywhere else in the world might be a little bit prohibitive. So apologies that there aren't distribution in America. Nothing that I can control, unfortunately. But for those of you in Australia, timtopham.com/PFL4 is where you can find out that. So at MTAC, I'm doing two main sessions. One of them's my Fast and Furious Technique and Repertoire for Boys, ways of teaching and ideas around teaching boys in your studio. And session number two is on business systems and productivity, which I'm very, very pleased to be presenting on. And do look out for an article that I've written for the MTAC Journal, which will be released in the first part of the year on some quick tricks and tips to save time using technology in your studio that's mainly free as well. I'm also going to be doing some small group coaching on technology and teaching with a bit of a Q&A and a small roundtable. That's an extra thing that you can choose to be a part of if you wish. And we're still ironing out the final details, but it looks like I'm going to be giving a live masterclass of creative teaching. So actually having some students and showing everyone what I do in my lessons with my students, creating chord progressions, doing some improv, all that fun stuff, with a group of students live on stage, that is what I love doing like nothing else. So I'm very, very excited about that. We're still putting the final touches to it. If you are interested and you're in California, it's in Orange County, I think, and that's 29 June to 3rd of July. Check out the MTAC website for that. More details coming up soon, and we'll probably do a meetup in that area as well. So look, I'll start wrapping things up now. As we've been going for about half an hour, it's great to see. Thank you. There's 10 or 11 people watching live. Great to have you watching this, because I know it's not the most. I'm not playing anything on the piano or doing anything interesting, but it's always fun to have a little bit of a behind the scenes. And if this has been kind of interesting, then give us a bit of a thumbs up or a heart or something. I could always do this again if you like the concept. I like the idea of having a podcast where I can get some feedback from people. That's quite cool. Now, other big plans to do with my resources for teachers for next year. Look out. We are working on, certainly if you're one of my Inner Circle members, there will be some great enhancements to the membership site, the look and feel and way you can access resources and things in there that will be updated at the start of the year. I'm very, very excited about that. The new look and feel and flow and ability to access things is amazing. We've been testing it on a staging site. So I look forward to being able to release that out to the wild. And also the main website will be in need of an update soonish. So I think sometime next year I'd like to do that myself. It's funny, isn't it? I wonder if you feel the same with when it comes to websites. It doesn't really matter how good your website is. There's always things that you want to fix about it and want to improve, because it's a little bit like seeing the next shiny object. You go to someone else's website and go, oh, look at that. That is so cool. I want mine to look like that. Do you feel that ever? I know many of you will have websites that I was just talking to Susan. I'm sure she won't mind me mentioning it, who says, look, she you know, her website's about 10 years old. She's never updated it, needs help. So perhaps you're in that category as well. And yeah, that's true. Rebecca says, like everything in life, right? Yeah, it's true. And it's like teaching too. I am never satisfied with my teaching. I'm always trying to better myself and my playing for that matter. I don't know if you can see on my music rest behind me if you're watching. I'm trying to, I learnt Chopin's third scherzo, I don't know, 8 years ago or something. And I was just trying to play it yesterday for the first time again. And whoa, it's really rough. My hands feel like bricks. It's so hard to keep up the practice. But anyway, that's another goal for me for next year, is some more regular practice. And I know that many people on their piano pivot said that too. Okay, well, look, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for all your support, your comments, your reviews and feedback on this podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure being able to create these for you for another year. I love nothing more than hearing the impact that it's having on people. So I really do thank you for that. And I really look forward to some outstanding interviews and more resources for you next year. Remember those topics. If you can give me some feedback, I really genuinely would like to know, because I'm having a real trouble working out which topics I should go with. I'll just remind you very quickly, motivation and practice was number one. Number two topic was business. Number three topic was teaching outside the box. Number four was productivity and flow. And number five was the working pianist. So any of those, if you're watching the replay, or if you're listening to this, and you would like to leave a response, you can always do that on the show notes page, timtopham.com/episode116. We'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Thank you very much for the comments coming in now. That's good. So I'm just having a look here. Rebecca says number one is probably the most important in this generation. Yeah, motivation and practice is a big one. I've got someone in mind who can do an awesome presentation on that too. Beautiful. Okay. So remember that, of course, you can get updates for this podcast via my app. So do go and download that. Head to your app store, either the Google Play or the Apple Store. Search for Tim Topham, download my app, and you'll be able to get notifications of these when they come out. Please share that app with other people. Tell them that they can grab it and download it too if they're piano teachers. I hope they like it and that it's helpful to them. Finally, if you've got time and would like to give me a Christmas present, then one of the best Christmas presents you can give me is a review on my Facebook page. So search for Tim Topham Creative Piano Teaching. If you can leave a review on the page and you haven't done so before, I would value it so, so much. I read every one of them and it means a lot. It really does. So thank you. If you're able to leave me a review there, that would be fantastic. That's it for the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast for 2018. So until season one, topic to be confirmed, 2018, I wish you all a very happy Christmas and New Year, and I can't wait to see what you are all going to achieve in 2018. Rest up, recharge, eat lots of great food and drink wine, enjoy your family, friends, and have a wonderful break. And of course, if you don't drink wine, then enjoy whatever it is that you do drink. I'm Tim Topham, and this is the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude this evening's entertainment.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast. We'd love to help take your teaching to the next level as a member of our supportive community. Use the coupon PIANOPODCAST for $100 off an annual membership of Tim's Inner Circle today. To find out more, head to timtopham.com/community.